So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis had taught, Nichnas lahakter k'tayrish al shachar ulehete vesa neris ulehakar vesa reish vesa eivarim v'hachavitin vesa yayin. After the Zrikas Adam of the Tumah shel Shachar, the Kohen Gadol performs the Keteris sacrifice, the preparations of the Menorah, brings the limbs to the Mizbeach, the Minchas Chavitin, and the wine of the Nesachim. Our share began with the Gemara entering into a detailed discussion of the exact order of the daily Avodas, beginning with the famous teaching of Abaya, which we recite daily in the Karbonos of Shachar. Abaya Mesad de Marocha Meshmei de Gemara, Valibad Abashol. Abaya organized the daily Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash in the order that they were performed as understood by all the B'nei HaYeshiva, and according to the opinion of Abashol, the Gemara explains the sources based on Pesukim. Marocha Gedolah Kedemes L'Marocha Shniyah Shel Keteres. The preparation of the wood for the main fire on the Mizbeach precedes the preparation of the second wood pile for the Keteres. The Tanya, Hi ha'oila al-moikta al-mizbeach kol al-layla, Zu Marocha Gedolah Ve'esh al-mizbeach tukad boy, Zu Marocha Shniyah Shel Keteres. The Pasuk mentions the Marocha Gedolah before the Marocha Shniyah. The Gemara adds that, logically, the Marocha Gedolah takes precedence because Kaparasim Ruba, its fire serves almost all of the Kabbanas, and this is of greater significance than that of the fire of the Marocha Shniyah being used lefnim inside the Heichal. Coals of the Keteres may also be taken from the Marocha Gedolah if there is no Marocha Shniyah. Marocha Shniyah Shel Keteres, Kedemes L'Sidr Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. The preparation of the second wood pile precedes the placing of the two special logs on the fire in honor of the Karban Tamen. Techsiv Uvir Oleha Koin Eitzim Baboika Baboika Oleha V'loy Al Chaverta Mechlal De'isa L'Chaverta. This pasuk teaches that the two Gizri Eitzim are added only to the Marocha Gedolah and not to the Marocha Shniyah, which implies that the Marocha Shniyah is already lit at this time. The word Aleha must be referring to the Marocha Gedolah because the pasuk continues, V'aruch Aleha Ela, he shall burn the Tamid Shal Shachar on this fire. V'sidish Nei Gizri Eitzim Koidl Medishna Mizbeach HaPnimi. Placing the two logs on the fire precedes clearing the ashes from the Mizbeach HaKetoros. Although the words Baboiker Baboiker are written by both Avodas, the two logs take precedence because they are preparation for the coals of the Keteres. The Gemara points out that the coals for the Keteres will not be taken from this wood. We are only saying, in general, coals are produced by wood. Ravashi says that this wood could potentially be an actual preparation for the coals of the Keteres when there is no Marocha Shniyah. Ravina Amar, Hoyl Vehiskel b'Marocha Goymer. Ravina gives another reason. Since he is already involved in preparing the Marocha Gedolah, he completes it. V'dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi Koy Matovas Chamesh Neiros. Clearing out the ashes from the Mizbeach HaGetoris precedes cleaning the first five of the seven cups of the Menorah. This is based on the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. We do not pass up an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Since we approach the Mizbeach HaGetoris before we reach the Menorah, which is further inside in the Heichal, we first tend to the Mizbeach and only then to the Menorah. As the Gemara describes their locations, the Shulchan is on the Tzafen side, the Menorah on the Dharm side, each drawn 2.5 Amos away from the side wall. They must be opposite each other, with nothing between them, because the Pasuk says, Ves HaMenorah Noichich HaShulchan. Therefore, the Mizbeach HaKeteres, which was centered on the width of the Heichal, was drawn a bit toward the outside, toward the doorway on the Mizuch side. Cleaning the first five of the seven cups of the menorah precedes the sprinkling of the blood of the Karban Tamid, which is then followed by the cleaning of the last two of the seven cups of the menorah. The Gemara explains, the avodah of Hatavas HaNeiros, cleaning and preparing the seven lamps of the menorah, must be divided into two parts. First the five cups, and then coming back to the other two cups. Rav Yechanan derives this from the pasuk "Vaboiker Baboiker behitivias aneris yakterano." Chelkehu l'shnei bakar. Split the avodah of atavas aneris into two parts. Rish Lakish gives a logical reason. Kedei lahargish esa'am. More activity in the azara brings greater honor to Hashem. According to Abishal, the avodah of the dama tamid is that which is performed between the two parts of the atavas aneris. Rashi explains, there is no other avodah that can be inserted between the two parts of the Hatavas HaNeiros, because Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi must be before any Hatavas HaNeiros, as explained earlier, because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, And Keteris must be after all Hatavas and Neris, as will be explained soon, because of Behetivas and Neris Ekterena. V'hatavash de Neris Kedemis L'Keteris. Cleaning the last two menorah lamps precedes the sacrificing of the Keteris, because the Pasuk states, Ba'boiker, ba'boiker, Behetivas and Neris Ekterena. First, Behetivas and Neris, and only then, Yakterena. V'Keteris Levarm. Sacrificing the Keteris precedes sacrificing the parts of the Karban Tamid. The Tanya, Yukdam davish shenemaboy baboiker baboiker ladavish leinemaboy elaboiker echad bilvad. By Keteris, the pasuk says baboiker baboiker betivis and neres yakterena, mentioning the word baboiker twice, indicating preference of the karban tamid, where the pasuk says as a keves echad tasa baboiker, mentioning the word baboiker only once. Veivarm lamincha, the ivarm of the karban tamid precede the minchas nesachim which accompany the karban tamid. The Tanya. From which Rava learns, Ha'oila hi oila rishayna. The Hehayidia of the word Ha'oila teaches that the Oila's Taman must be the first carbon of the day, and no other carbon may precede it. U'mincha l'chavitin. The carbon minchas nesachem precedes the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, as the pasuk says, L'hakrav isha l'Hashem, Oila u'mincha zevach u'nesachem devar yoyim b'yoyimai. The carbon mincha comes together and immediately after the carbon oila. V'chavitin l'nesachim. The minchas chavitin precedes the nesachim of wine which comes with the carbon tamid. The Gemara explains. Shum mincha. Since the carbon chavitin is also called a mincha, it comes together with the other mincha of the carbon tamid and before the nesachim of wine. V'nesachim l'musafin. The nesachim come before the musafin, as the pasuk says. Zevach u'nesachim. That the Nesachim come immediately after Zevachim, referring to the Karban Tamid. U'mesafin le'bezichim. Karbanas Musaf precede the bezichim, which are the two spoons of incense that are replaced each Shabbos with the new lechem upon them, and the old incense is sacrificed on the Mizbeach. The Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlekes based on Pesukim, whether Musafin koyim le'bezichim or bezichim koyim le'musafin. U'bezichim le'tamish al ben arbayim. Sacrificing the levaina from the bezichin precedes the karmen tamid of the afternoon. Shenemar, v'hekter aleh achel v'hashlamim aleh hashleim kol kabanas kulan. The tamid shel ben arbayim must be the last avoida of the day.